This weekend, we saw the entry into the Hawaii market by Lime Bikes. It's an upstart company that uses a technology of dockless bicycles and electric scooters. It's getting a sour reception by the mayor. The city sent a letter warning the company to discontinue putting the vehicles on its streets and sidewalks. We talked with City Council Chairman Ernie Martin on Monday about the issues that he sees with the new service, specifically at Kapi'olani Park, which has stricter trust rules in place about the kinds of commercial activity that is allowed in that area.
It's something that we need to take a look at, especially in Kapi'olani Park, because actually in Kapi'olani Park, there is a prohibition against any type of commercial activity. So, you know, to allow that particular service to be provided there is something definitely we're going to have to take a look at.
Martin says Biki Bikes, the ride-sharing company, faced opposition installing docking stations in the park. He says it would be an unfair playing field to allow the Lime scooters where Biki Bikes have been blocked. Lime Bike Government Affairs Director Sam Dreeman talked with us earlier this morning about the pushback on its rollout and the seizure of some 90 of its bikes.
We are in over 60 communities around the country currently operating multimodal fleets, bikes, electric bikes, and electric scooters, aiming to solve first and last mile transportation challenges, help people get around environmentally friendly, carbon-free ways. From the research we've done, we have not found any approval process or permitting process that actually applies to our business or service. And in the discussions we've had with council members, they've been very receptive and supportive to the idea and hoping that this can make a real impact in how people get around. So we're looking to continue working with the city on finding a solution, and because we see a real demand here from the short amount of time and the high ridership that since we've been here.
And the council members that you met with?
Council member Trevor Ozawa and council member and transportation chair Joey Manahan.
Okay. And we did talk to Council Chair Ernie Martin, who raised some concern about Kapi'olani Park because of the special trust rules, and Biki Bikes has been banned from operating there, and there's a concern that your scooters were there over the weekend.
We have reached out to Council Chair Martin to share who we are and discuss this further, and we'll certainly address any of those issues as they come up.
So the city has seized, I think, about 90 of your scooters since you launched this weekend. What's the status at this point? They issued a cease and desist letter, so to speak, a nice one, but they don't want you operating because they believe that this presents a real problem with some of the city ordinances.
Yeah, again, you know, the letter also stated that they weren't able to provide any legal counsel, and we had to do our own legal research. And prior to launching, we did do that legal research, and in our research and our diligence, we did not identify a specific regulation or permit approval process that would apply to our business. We've requested the city to inform us of the specific approval or permit that we would need in order to operate. We have not heard back from them since making that request. So given that, we don't see any barrier to being able to legally operate here.
So absence of any rule, it's wide open.
That's our interpretation. Until we can identify an approval or a permit or regulation that would apply to what we're doing.
Okay, so we see scooters out on the roads and on the sidewalks, and in some cases on the bike lanes. Are there plans to bring in the bikes?
It's a good question. You know, we do pride ourselves on being the only company out there that offers multimodal transportation options, bikes, and electric scooters. And in other cities in the country, we do offer all three options, and we see that having multiple options increases overall ridership. It's getting more people out of cars. But for right now, we also know that our scooters are the most popular product. They're our latest product. They're the most innovative. They're what people like, enjoy riding the most. And so for right now, we're really focusing on growing the scooters in Honolulu and seeing how they can be a main mode of transportation for people here.
And we've been talking about disruptive technologies and this technology of dockless vehicles really is what has turned things on its head. You know, really, it's just it. You know, because you've got the Beaky Bikes, which operates with docking stations, you know, across Honolulu, Chinatown, Waikiki. But yours is a little different model.
Yeah, that's right. They are dock free, and that there are a number of things that come with that. You know, we understand there are some gaps to the dock based bike share system. You know, one is cost. It's typically very expensive for cities to bring this in. There needs to be grants. There need to be sometimes private sponsorship in order to bring a system like that in. We in the 60-plus communities, we don't require any investment or funding from a city or municipality in order to operate. The other thing is bike share stations are typically can be inconvenient if they're not placed where you're trying to go. And so our dock-free system allows for complete mobility and freedom in where you need to go because you're able to ride to your ultimate destination. And lastly, bike share stations, you know, dock-based systems can't cover an entire community. So some communities are often left without having, you know, being able to enjoy bike share systems. And so we are able to cover previously underserved areas of a community.
And there are some places on the mainland where you have approached universities and colleges. Did you do that here?
We didn't. We started with a limited pilot program in Councilman Ozawa's district. Since launching, though, in just the first 4 or 5 days, we've actually received inquiries from UH, you know, saying that they see this as a real potential benefit to their student population with a shuttle system that might not be completely consistent with their scheduling. And, you know, so we're now looking to work more closely with some with them on how this can be a part of their community.
Have you talked to someone specifically at UH? Is there a point person?
Not yet. We've received a lot of inbound, but we're still working to figure out who the right person is to talk to there.
Are these students that are emailing you or faculty, or is it the administration that's reaching out?
Thus far, it's been mostly students and faculty.
Okay. So for folks who aren't familiar with your system, how does it operate?
Good question. So it's completely app-based. So you would download the LimeBike app on Apple Store, Google Play. You create an account as you would Uber or Lyft, and the first thing that pops up is a map. And the map shows icons, and those icons indicate where our scooters are located. So all the scooters have GPS. It allows users to find them easily. It also allows our local operations team to identify them and find the ones that are low battery and recharge them. Once you find it, as a user, you simply scan a QR code with the camera on your phone, and that unlocks the scooter, activates the battery, and you're able to ride where you need to go. And at the end, you park properly, and you end the ride by locking it through the app as well.
And what's the price?
It's $1 to unlock and then 15 cents per minute of riding.
And then what about the issues that this has triggered with the scooters being kind of like left at the BART stations in San Francisco and being in areas where maybe private property owners don't want them, and they create a hazard for people who just, you know, jump on them and then they jump off and then just leave them off on the side?
Yeah, well, first, I think the fact that they are left at, you know, whether it's a train station, a bus station, that shows that these are actually serving a first and last mile need. In fact, a study we done a couple months ago showed that 40% of our rides started or ended near a transit stop. So I think it's important to recognize that there is a first and last mile gap, and our scooters can fill that gap. Secondly, though, we do have a lot of education in the app and on the scooter itself to try and educate users how to properly ride and how to properly park them. So they're meant to be parked on a sidewalk, but out of the way of a pedestrian pathway, not in a way that's obstructing ADA accessibility. So not next to a ramp, not in front of a bus stop, not in front of a doorway or entranceway. But they are meant to be parked on a sidewalk or next to a bike rack as well.
Right. So how do you get around people who just ignore your guidelines?
Yeah, that's a challenge. You know, one of the things we're working on is adding some additional functionality into the app where a user could take a picture of a parked scooter and rate the previous person's trip, and we're able to identify who the last user was, and we can reward good behavior or penalize bad behavior. And so we're looking to roll out those sorts of functions to really incentivize good behavior.
And then how do you keep the scooters out of the hands of kids because you have to be a certain age to rent them, correct?
You do. Yeah, you have to be over 18 for our scooters. And so, you know, when you sign up for our app and you agree to terms of service that and that state that you are of age, that you're you meet the requirements of the city and state that you're in to ride one of these. But they're also on our scooter themselves. There's education on them that state, you know, you must be over 18. And so, we're hopeful that that's enough to educate people. But we'll continue to address challenges as they come up.
Could I, let's say, just go down and say, okay, I'm going to rent 5 of these scooters for my friends? You know, can you do that?
No, you can't. So you can't unlock multiple scooters with one account. It's one user per scooter.
Okay.
Yeah, one scooter per user, rather.
I guess I'll put my mom hat on because I just think, you know, they just look like little toys. And I can just see, you know, they're just scattered everywhere. So you just kind of want to, you know, like spank somebody, like, you know, okay, there's got to be order with this new, you know, upstart company and this system, and how is it all going to mesh?
To work, yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny that you say they're like toys. A lot of the feedback we've been getting is that people actually enjoy – they find it fun. You know, people go out there and they just want to go for a joyride, and they can do that, and this brings them back to that childhood. But at the same time, we do understand that you know, if a city wishes to regulate, we support that. And we actually have model regulations that we've introduced in other cities and with other city officials. We would love to do that with Honolulu officials as well and share what we believe are common sense regulations that would allow the system to exist and to expand and thrive while also allowing the city to control it, as it needs.
Okay. At this point, though, the city has seized most of your inventory.
We launched our pilot program with hundreds of scooters out there. So they've reported about 80 or 90. But yet we still have a fleet out there. And again, we're seeing really astounding ridership even still. I mean, over the first 4 or 5 days, we've had over 3,500 trips taken.
How many scooters do you have on island?
We started with in the hundreds. But we adjust that number based on demand and ridership.
So you told me that you expect to get your scooters back today?
That's our goal. I mean, we've reached out to HPD to understand the recovery process, to understand the specific reasoning and the alleged violations that the scooters posed, but we have not heard back yet.
Okay, so we'll see what happens at the end of the day.
We'll see what happens, yeah.
All right, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Sam Dreamen is Lime's Honolulu Government Affairs Manager. Today marks exactly 2 months since Lime Bikes registered to do business in Hawaii. This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.